pushing aside the doorway.
Can you hear me on this ninth day of May? Good afternoon and welcome, my friends, to the Flip Side. Your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group, a toll-free number. People say I say the number too fast, and I can never write it down. 1-800-691-7898. I'll try and repeat it more than once during the course of the show. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Well, the much-anticipated decision by the Federal Reserve was a non-event. Fed decided to keep rates exactly where they are. Needless to say, the Dow, a little nervous at first, was, happy with the news. You see, Wall Street doesn't like uncertainty. Dow closed up 53 points at 13,362. NASDAQ better by 4.5 points at 2,576. In the metals complex, gold closed down $4.90 at 681.60. Silver off 9 cents at 13.42. Platinum off $8 at $1,339. Palladium off $5 at $370. Currently in Asian trading, gold down 40 cents at $681.20. Silver off a penny at $13.44. Platinum off $4 at $1,340. And palladium off $1 at $369. Crude oil higher by 4 cents at $61.59. The U.S. dollar, did it get a boost from the Fed's decision? Marginal. U.S. dollar index closed at 81.89. Now we can deal with other more important issues than worrying about what the Fed's going to do. They did mention that they are concerned about inflation. No kidding. They're concerned about inflation. I don't know whether that has anything to do with the imminent $4 a gallon gasoline, but then again, if you don't include food and energy, why do you have to worry about inflation? Rather, let's monitor the price of cement saws. After all, we all use cement saws, don't we? And if cement saws prices start declining, well, that means inflation's going down, even though none of us actually has a cement saw. But if it makes them happy, so be it. We'll have a lot more when we return.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this, what's today, Wednesday? Yesterday, I thought it was Friday. Well, that's not saying too much. According to the Federal Open Market Committee, in a statement released today, the statement was, the committee's predominant policy concern remains the risk that inflation will fail to moderate as expected. Future policy adjustments will depend on the evolution of the outlook for both inflation and economic growth. You know, someone at the Fed is trying very hard at the Alan Greenspan speak, but they haven't mastered it yet. When Alan Greenspan used to say stuff about what the Fed's decision-making process was all about, it would take people a week or longer sometimes, to actually decipher everything he said. Now, it's pretty clear. They are lying to us. Bonds fell as traders interpreted the language as meaning officials aren't inclined to touch rates until late this year. Chairman Ben Bernanke and his team have kept borrowing costs steady for 9 months, counting on past increases to contain prices. Since then, the expansion has faltered while inflation has remained elevated. Policymakers said economic growth slowed in the first part of this year and the adjustment in the housing sector is ongoing. They said the economy seems likely to continue to expand at a moderate pace over coming quarters. Operative word, seems likely. People are a little more impatient than the Fed is, said John Silver, chief economist at Wachovia Corporation. They're not reacting to every wiggle in the economic data. They are looking down the road. Oh, they're visionaries, are they? Well, we are now looking to June. Because the next two-day meeting of the Fed takes place late June, when policymakers will revise their forecasts for 2007 and 2008. The two-day format will give policymakers more time to discuss their language and whether data on sales, consumption, inflation, and jobs are tilting toward their objective of gradually reducing inflation. Well, we're going to bring down the price of them concrete saws, aren't we? Fed officials in February forecast that their preferred inflation measure wouldn't drop below 2% until 2008. It's nice to be optimistic. One should be optimistic, but one should not lie to the people. And unfortunately, this is another situation where government officials are lying to the people. Isn't it sad that if you lie to the government, you go to jail like Martha Stewart? But if the government lies to you, nothing happens to them. As a matter of fact, if government officials lie to you, they are more than likely going to receive the highest civilian commendation in America. Yeah, just ask George Tenet and Paul Bremer. They got the nation's highest medal for doing a great job in Iraq. Yes, when you work for the government, when you screw up, you get promotions. I don't know how it works that way, but it does work that way. What the Fed is not talking about is the future direction of the dollar. And as you know, yesterday on the show, we spent a fair amount of time talking about the Anglo-American Union, which is nothing new. Most people think it is, but it was a vision of one Cecil John Rhodes. And part and parcel of Cecil John Rhodes' vision has been, and ever since its inception, been promoted by the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations made its way across the pond in 1913. Funny how everything always happens around 1913. I could be wrong on the date. Could have been 1919. But what was formerly in Britain, the Round Table Secret Society of one Cecil John Rhodes, morphed itself in America as the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations has been doing the bidding of the Rhodes vision ever since. So with that in mind, and I guess Jerome Kersey and me are on similar lines on this one, although we differ politically. Jerome Kersey, well, maybe he's seen some of the light in the last 12 months. I can remember some articles that he wrote just after the invasion in Iraq. He was very supportive of the neocon agenda. But he seemed to have been changing his tune ever since he discovered the North American Union. And he's also been writing about the new currency. And he bases his latest column on WorldNet Daily about the Amero on an article that appeared in the CFR's influential magazine called Foreign Affairs. Latest edition is out, I guess, available at bookstores, wherever you want. And there's an article by Ben Steele. It's the cover article, called The End of a National Currency. Jerome Kersey says the Director of International Economics at the Council on Foreign Relations has launched a scathing attack on sovereignty and national currencies. Ben Steele, writing in the current issue of Foreign Affairs, says the world needs to abandon unwanted currencies, replacing them with dollars, euros, and multinational currencies as yet unborn. In the article, The End of National Currencies, Steele clearly asserts the dollar and the euro are temporary currencies, perhaps necessary today. He argues economic development outside the process of globalization is no longer possible. His inevitable conclusion is countries should abandon monetary nationalism. Steele tempers his embrace of a one-world currency, writing, governments should replace national currencies with the dollar or the euro, or in the case of Asia, collaborate to produce a new multinational currency over a comparable, large, and economically diversified area. Well, it still doesn't really know too much about the ACU, the Asian Currency Unit, which was given the blessing by U.S. Treasury Department about a year ago. See, they're going to divide the world up into thirds. A third of the world will be dealing in the euro. A third of the world will be dealing in the Asian currency unit. And the other third of the world is going to be dealing with the North American currency unit, otherwise known as the MERA. He concludes his article, "It is the market that made the dollar into a global money. And what the market giveth, the market taketh away. If the tailors balk and the dollar falls, the market may privatize money on its own. The tailors Steele has in mind are the world central bankers. He advises that the U.S. needs to perpetuate the sound money policies of former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker and Alan Greenspan and return to long-term fiscal discipline. In our current era of large and growing trade imbalances and over $35 trillion in GAAP, which stands for General Accepted Accounting Principles, accounted federal deficits, these targets appear likely. Steele concludes, the foreign tailors, with their massive and growing holdings of dollar debt, no longer feel wealthy and secure in the economic environment of a resultant falling dollar. The inevitable conclusion is that the dollar, too, may be on the way out." Steele's essay is antagonistic to the ideas of sovereignty and national currencies. He writes, "The right course is not to return to a mythical past of monetary sovereignty, with governments controlling local interests and exchange rates in blissful ignorance of the rest of the world. Governments must let go of the fatal notion that nationhood requires them to make and control the money used in their territory." Steele has ultimate confidence that the economic globalism is irreversible, with national currencies doomed to the dustbin of history. "In order to globalize safely," he advises, "countries should abandon monetary nationalism and abolish unwanted currencies, the source of much of today's instability." Well, tell that to Robert Mugabe. Steele believes continued economic growth demands a flow of capital unimpeded by the barriers inherent to monetary nationalization. He asserts barriers created by monetary nationalism, such as the national exchange rates or national monetary policy regimes, inevitably impede capital flow and cause currency crises as a consequence. Steele fundamentally argues that monetary nationalism is simply incompatible with globalism, and he should know. Since Steele believes that only globalism offers the unrestrained flow of capital needed for worldwide economic development, he contends even reestablishing a gold standard would be counterproductive, when the only real solution is to abandon the idea that nations have any reason to create currencies at all. Ooh, sounds digital to me. Throughout his analysis, Steele cautions, dependent upon the dollar or the euro as a global currency, not fundamental to his argument. Hey, there go, Mr. Steele. You really drank in the fun, Cecil, John, Rhodes. We'll be back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicine. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Talking about a article in the latest edition of Foreign Affairs magazine, the CFR's influential magazine, which, believe it or not, is read extensively by the muckety mucks in Washington, D.C. And I want to go back to a little bit of the show of yesterday, talking about Cecil John Rhodes and these the wills that he left behind to further his vision of a one world government, if you will, which pretty much is in the hands of a few small, collective, very powerful, very wealthy people. And it should come as no shock or surprise to anyone paying attention that the Rothschilds have always been the silent player behind the scenes. They shy away from media scrutiny and have done a very good job for many, many years. But they are always the silent partners, the financiers of the Rhodes global vision. After all, he left them a nice nest egg, to say the least. When one looks at who are the individuals, because there's a saying out there, it's an old saying, but it's perfectly true, that he who owns the gold makes the rules. And there's no question that as an independent family, the Rothschilds hold more gold than the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City. And if you've ever seen pictures of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City, you understand we're talking about rooms and rooms and rooms of bricks of gold. I bring that to your attention because the concluding statements of Ben Steele are interesting and informative as he talks about the U.S. dollar and its future. He stresses that the dollar's privileged status as today's global money is not haven bestowed. The dollar is ultimately just another money supported only by the faith that others will willingly accept in the future in return for the same sort of valuable things it bought in the past. In other words, if the institutions of the United States government fail to validate that faith, the dollar, too, merits being abandoned. Reckless U.S. fiscal policy is undermining the dollar's position, even as the currency's role as a global money is expanded, he notes. Steele imagines that the ultimate solution is to privatize a global currency through a gold-based international monetary system. A new gold-based international monetary system surely sounds far-fetched, he concludes, but so in 1900 did a monetary system without gold. Modern technology makes a revival of gold money through private gold banks possible even without government support, he concluded. Well, the question is, my friends, if we do move, as he foresees, to some type of gold-based international monetary system, the person who's going to control that monetary system is ultimately the king, because he who owns the gold makes the rules. And there's no question who owns the gold. Makes you wonder a little, doesn't it? Where are we headed? Will they reevaluate gold and set it at a fixed price? And at what price would they fix it is the question. I have no answers to this. All I'm trying to do is put the pieces of the puzzle together, because nothing is making any sense to me anymore. It doesn't. Just as crazy as this latest terrorist attack at Fort Dix, the guy was a pizza delivery guy. Well, they were amassing weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, but he was a pizza delivery guy. What does a pizza delivery guy earn? You know, $1,000 a month? The guy couldn't even buy rounds for his AK-47. I don't know. This story reminds me of remember the other story that's kind of disappeared off the headlines, you know, about the six black guys? That were gonna bomb the Sears Tower in Chicago, yet they didn't have enough money to buy boots. And all this pounding of the chest of various government, we thwarted a major terrorist attack. As I said yesterday, these guys weren't the sharpest knife in the box. They were going to attack an army base? I mean, think about this now, please. Just think about this in its logic. They are going to attack an army base. Now that is a death wish. We'll take a short break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year. With the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, nothing is what it seems. Let's run down who these six Islamic jihad killers, terrorists are. Well, they all 20-something. let's see. Three were in the United States illegally. Two had green cards allowing them to stay in the country permanently. The sixth is a U.S. citizen. Abdullah was familiar with Fort Dix because it was the first place he landed when he arrived in the United States as a refugee from Kosovo. This according to law enforcement officials. The United States allowed thousands of refugees into the United States after it intervened in the 1998-99 Kosovo War. Abdullah arrived at Fort Dix as a teenager in 1999 as part of a group of about 4,400 refugees from Kosovo. So, just so you know, I am consistent in my opposition to war, and obviously a lot of listeners to this program didn't hear me ranting and raving in the 90s about the idiocy of Clinton's war against the Serbs. After all, The Serbs, when you think about it, what were the Serbs doing? The Serbs were trying to put down the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood in Serbia. But apparently they were politically incorrect in the way that they wanted to deal with the situation. Yeah, you know, the world's a tender place. You can't go around killing off people just because you don't like them and they're invading your country. But that's what was happening. So in order to level the playing field, Clinton decided to bomb the Serbs, who, by the way, helped and supported the United States win World War II, were responsible for helping hundreds of downed U.S. flyers escape from the clutches of Germany, but that's neither here nor there. We decided to bomb them into oblivion from 35,000 feet, and thousands of people are most probably going to die because of depleted uranium, but that's neither here nor there. I was opposed to the war for the same reasons I'm opposed to any war. It is a barbaric way of settling disputes between two people in this enlightened, civilized age in which we live. But obviously, I digress, because war is good for business. I always forget about that part. It's a big money-making machine. And that's why we will always have wars. But that's not even half of it. So When we destroy countries, then the people that are really PO'd with us, because we destroyed their country, we allow them in as refugees. Now, let me think. Back in 1990, am I mistaken, or after the first Gulf War, didn't we allow a whole bunch of Republican Guard to migrate to Oklahoma City? And guess what? You know, George Bush always talks about, well, we're fighting them over there, so we don't fight them over here. Well, guess what? Because there are so many millions of refugees leaving Iraq, America is going to allow 25,000 Iraqis to settle in the United States. Will these people, when they come, harbor grudges? I don't know. But this story just, it's another one of these... These are 20-something. These are kids. And as I said, not the sharpest knives in the box. These are 20-somethings working. One guy's working at a pizza joint. Where are they getting the money from? Oh, they're getting the money from Al-Qaeda. I heard an interesting term today. They were referred to as white Al-Qaeda. I don't know what that means, but this is a real reason why you have to nominate Ron Paul for President of the United States. You cannot afford to allow, to have three branches of government controlled by the same party. You know, either there's got to be a balancing somewhere. And right now, based on the polling information that's out there, nobody really puts any faith in polling, but nevertheless, if you put it out there, Democrats are going to gain seats in the House, probably going to gain seats in the Senate, and then more than likely gain the White House. And then we're in more deep sushi, because then there's carte blanche for hate crimes legislation, there's carte blanche... They will do, under the Clinton administration, just what they did after Oklahoma City bombing. They will be looking for enemies within. And anybody who speaks out, well, now they got everything they got. They got the Patriot Act. They got hate crimes legislation. They'll have everything buttoned up. There has to be a counterbalance somewhere along the line, which is, once again, real important, why you need to have somebody independent in the White House, somebody like Ron Paul. Now, and I'm sorry I do this, but it's my only point of reference. And once again, I'm bringing about a parallel to the events that destroyed Rhodesia, my former home country, and South Africa. And I often say that Africa's past is America's future. And constantly I see these things raise their ugly head. Right now, you have the National Council of Churches advocating setting up churches around the country to act as safe havens for illegal aliens or aliens that are being deported out of the United States. The National Council of Churches has a policy that in God's world, there should be no borders whatsoever. And we should, as a country, openly admit anybody who seeks the American dream should be able to come here willingly. Well, let me tell you about the National Council of Churches. The National Council of Churches was one of the organizations that was responsible for the demise of my country called Rhodesia, because they gave that same claptrap argument back then. The unfortunate thing was the World Council of Churches was politically correct at the time and garnished a lot of worldwide support from every left-wing commie pinko organization you could think of, and funneled millions of dollars towards the National Council of Churches in order for them to fund the terrorist Robert Mugabe and Nelson Mandela ANC with weapons and aid and comfort. The National Council of Churches was founded in 1950. The New York-based NCC has for more than half a century remained faithful to the legacy of its forerunner, the communist front group known as the Federal Council of Churches, at one time an unabashed apostle of the communist cause. The National Council of Churches has today recast itself as a leading representative of the so-called religious left, adhering to what it is described as the liberation theology, that is, Marxist ideology disguised as Christianity. The National Council of Churches lays claim to a membership of 36 Protestant, Anglican, and Orthodox Christian denominations and some 50 million members in over 140,000 congregations. You see, the sickness is rife, my friend. This illness needs to be eradicated. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union, the National Council of Churches has soft-pedaled its radical message, dressing up its demands for global collectivism and its rejection of democratic capitalism in the garb of religious teachings. Yet the organization's history suggests that it was and remains a devout backer of a gallery of socialist governments. In the 90s and 1960s, under cover of charity, the National Council of Churches provided financial support to communist regimes in Yugoslavia and Poland, funneling money to both through its relief agency, the Church World Service, in the 1970s, working with its Geneva-based parent organization, the World Council of Churches. The National Council of Churches supplied financial support for Soviet-sponsored incursions into Africa, aiding terrorist rampages of communist guerrillas in Zimbabwe, Namibia, Mozambique, and Angola. Now, the funny thing is there's not a single newscaster or media person that will question the origins of the National Council of Churches, but will give them airtime to espouse their desire. And by the way, Cardinal who's that cardinal in L.A.? Forget his name now. He's behind this. You see, one of the things that really upset me growing up as a youngster, I had a very strange religious upbringing. Born in Rhodesia, being a British colony, I was born Church of England, as everybody was. But I was sent to a Catholic boarding school. So I had a Jesuit upbringing, and I've got scars to prove it to this very day. And then when I was in military service, it became very apparent to me that the people that were giving aid and comfort to the terrorists that we were trying to stop from coming into the country were getting aid and comfort from the Catholic Church, which was bizarre in and of itself, that here the clergy were giving aid and comfort to these guys, and they were shocked and amazed when these same guys would turn around and rape the woman and kill the man. I mean, it's not like it didn't happen on a number of occasions. You would imagine that people of the cloth would wise up to that they were backing the wrong horses on this one. But they never did. And not only did I see that obviously transpire in Rhodesia, I saw the same thing transpire in South Africa, because these were the people that were advocating, if you remember, the one man, one vote, the right of return, demanding the UN resolution that indigenous people had an inherent right to return to the land of their birth. And the world capitulated on that one. Well, what they did in Rhodesia, what they did in South Africa, is the same thing what they're doing here in America. In other words, in order to destroy America, and as I've said to you before, the level of violence in South Africa is mind-boggling in its proportions. Who are these people in Southern Africa that are killing the farmers, that are they're doing unwanted rapes, bizarre rapes? I mean, just decimating the population. In large part, these are blacks. These were more than likely grew up as child soldiers in the Congo, where they get high on drugs or given an AK-47 and rape, pillage, and plunder. And they saw South Africa, with the advent of freedom and democracy arriving in that place, as a target-rich environment. After all, they were beside themselves when Nelson Mandela announced the gun control ban in South Africa. Yes, let's take guns away from law-abiding citizens. So not only these people are disarmed, but these various church organizations are encouraging these child soldiers who were child soldiers 10 years ago. And if you don't understand about child soldiers, let me recommend a good movie to you called Blood Diamonds. Yes, it's DiCaprio. But he does a very good job. He does a very convincing job of a South African. Actually, he was born, his character was born in Zimbabwe. Went to the military, and like most of us who went to the military, we were, you know, we came across quote-unquote mercenaries. And a lot of guys got recruited, got caught up in that. And the first quote-unquote contractor organization that was set up in South Africa, called Executive Outcomes, which the world decried at the time, these private armies. All of a sudden, government started to figure out, hey, these private armies helps us out immensely. We can hire them to do our dirty work, and then distance ourselves from any relationship with them. And so the private contracting business in the last decade has exploded. It's huge right now, because we don't call them mercenaries anymore. We call them contractors. As a matter of fact, I even heard one being referred to as an independent contractor. But I digress. The point is that organizations like the National Council of Churches need to be exposed for who they are. This is not some sort of benevolent religious group here that seeks to save the souls of the unwashed or bring food to the mouths of starving black children around the world. No, the millions that they generate by bullets and guns. And their mission, as communist as any other mission is the destruction of the United States of America. It's the last, it's the last pillar to go. They've destroyed all other, quote-unquote, Christian-based countries in the world, They took down Rhodesia. That was a simple one because that was the first one to fall. Nobody understood political correctness at that time. South Africa was the next domino to fall, and that was easy. United States is going to be somewhat more difficult. Because why? Because we've got 80 million gun owners here. But don't worry. When the Democrats take control of three branches of government, they'll do away with firearms as well. I don't know. I just keep on seeing these parallels. I don't want to get you wiggy. I just want to bring your attention to who these people are. Anyway, final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Wednesday. So what have we learned today? We're in deep sushi. Further on to the article in the Council on Foreign Relations talking about a global currency and possibly heading towards a gold global currency, you have to understand many economists have figured this out over the years. that because of U.S. obligations and because of obviously people holding so many trillions of dollars out there, to set a gold price based on, which it'll have to be, based on currency in circulation, do you realize that they would have to set the official, and this is simply based on currency that's out there, they would have to set the official gold price at $35,000 an ounce. I am not kidding you. That is the extent that, and that's not even 100% backing of the dollar. That's a percentage. A lot of people say, well, the euro is backed by gold, 15%. No, it's not. The definition of a currency backed by gold will enable you to walk into whatever central bank is in the country that you're in, hand over your scrip money and get gold and or silver in return. That's a gold or silver backed currency. When you have the ability, if you so desire, not to carry the scrip around with you, that you can go down and exchange it for the real stuff. That's the whole concept. So if we are heading in that direction, needless to say, I'm going to say something that I said many times, buy gold and lots of it. Yesterday we ran the Bob Chapman special, and I thank all of those of you who took advantage of it, because the Chapman specials we put out are great specials. People only realize they're great specials when they go around, they shop for the price, and they come back and they go, that's an amazing price. Yes, we know. Republic Trading Group's part and parcel of Republic Broadcasting Network. Republic Broadcasting Network is to inform, educate, make you laugh, make you cry, whatever the case may be. Republic Trading Group's mission is to protect your wealth. And we do it as best as we can by offering you the best products that are available at the best possible price out there. Because we can beat anybody's price. There's no question about that. I have only 10 left. I have 10 MS61 $10 Liberties. And the price on them is $410 a piece. Yesterday on the Bob Chapman, you had to buy 10 in order to get the international forecaster. But I have 10 left. And if you want to buy one, you're more than welcome to give us a call at Republic Trading Group, and we'll sell it to you. And that's 1-800-691-7898. That's a $10 Liberty certified MS61. At $410. Then you've got to add the obligatory $15 for shipping. Anyway, trust you have a safe and sane evening, and we'll do this all again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye. With